Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi last weekend marked the 10th anniversary of his entry into politics. His appearance at a rally in Rome ended a month out of the spotlight, during which it's believed he underwent cosmetic surgery. Berlusconi continues to face scandals, strikes, and criticism of the way he governs. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
At this street corner, there's an unassuming marble statue called Pasquino. During periods of repressive papal power, it served as a vehicle of social criticism for those afraid to speak out. In recent years, Pasquino started talking again. Its base is pasted with papers containing limericks and satirical comments on Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Italo Cerboni, a restorer of antique furniture, often gets his news from Pasquino. We don't get any real information from TV, he says. We find things out through the grapevine. Many journalists are afraid to speak out openly these days. They don't dare criticize the powers that be. Italo is particularly sad that political satire has disappeared from Italian television and can be found only in theaters. It's a full house at the Sistina Theater. Comedian Beppe Grillo is warning spectators not to repeat his jokes outside if they want to avoid legal trouble. During his act, Grillo lashes out at the government for having pushed through parliament laws he says are specifically designed to shield the prime minister from charges of corruption and to favor his business interests. Berlusconi is the richest man in Italy. He owns the three major private TV networks, and as prime minister has indirect control over the three state-run channels. He also owns the country's biggest advertising agency, the biggest publishing company, the biggest film distributor, two national newspapers, 50 magazines, and internet service providers. He also has big interests in construction, banking, and insurance, as well as owning the country's most successful soccer team. He has still to fulfill his promise to pass conflict of interest legislation. Berlusconi has been indicted numerous times for fraud and corruption. Most charges were dropped due to the statute of limitations. One case is still pending. Renato Brunetta is one of Berlusconi's closest aides.
Magistrates are waging a political crusade against the leader of a political movement that prevented Italy from falling into the grips of the Communist Party. It is that simple.
Il nostro Silvio Berlusconi!
On Saturday, a newly trim and taut Berlusconi appeared triumphant at celebrations for the 10th anniversary of his political party Forza Italia, which takes its name from the soccer cheer Go Italy. About 5,000 loyal supporters waved flags and cheered their leader. The event was carried live by two networks. Berlusconi started his 100-minute-long speech reading a tribute to him from a Jesuit priest. Berlusconi then recalled how he entered politics to save Italy.
Ci troviamo dinanzi un vero e proprio muro di Berlino, un muro domestico.
The battle against the communist is not yet won, he said. We are faced with our own domestic Berlin Wall, which separates us from the Italy we dream of creating, an Italy of freedom. After the rally, Elena Chiaravalotti attributed messianic qualities to her leader.
Fantastico, fantastico. È un cervellone.
He's fantastic. What a brain. I'm so happy, she said. He gives me a sense of security. I see him as the fountain of the future. I truly believe he was chosen by the Holy Spirit. He is superhuman. It's statements of fealty such as these that drive Berlusconi's critics crazy. One of the most vocal is Furio Colombo, editor of L'Unità, unofficial mouthpiece of the opposition Democratic Party of the Left. Colombo says Berlusconi manipulates the electorate by creating an imaginary universe through television.
He has created a certain degree of consensus through his programs, which are never journalistic programs. They are all entertainment. They are all futile entertainment. They are all horrible entertainment. They are of an incredible low quality.
Through his control of media advertising, Colombo adds, Berlusconi can disappear from public for a month without Italian journalists clamoring for an explanation.
This is possible because of the mediatic regime we are having in Italy at this particular time. He controls so well, so much, so deeply, both the written press and the television, that he can obtain that nobody will raise the question.
Colombo calls this a strategy of intimidation. Since Berlusconi came to power, several journalists and talk show hosts have been kicked off the airwaves. Berlusconi is suing some of them for millions of dollars. Last week, fear of legal action from one of Berlusconi's main confidants, who's on trial for mafia connections, prompted a satellite TV channel to broadcast a satire by the Nobel Prize-winning playwright Dario Fo without the audio. Niccolò Ghedini, a member of parliament in Berlusconi's party, is also one of his personal lawyers.
This is no longer satire, but simply invective, a way of waging politics by demolishing the adversary.
A poll released last week said 2 out of 3 Italians think the government's economic policies have failed. Another poll shows that only 40% of those who voted for Berlusconi in the last elections will do so again. Berlusconi has indicated one of his top priorities is to revise legislation that now guarantees political parties equal time on TV. He also wants to lift the existing ban on negative advertising. Such moves are prompting criticism from abroad, where there's great alarm over Berlusconi's media power. The European Federation of Journalists has just issued a report saying Berlusconi's unresolved conflict of political and commercial interest has caused a profound and serious media crisis in Italy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.